No one was in a festive mood over the 2 days of talks, despite NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg doing his best to spotlight the dynamism of the 70-year-old alliance, declaring space as a new operational domain, NATO concluding its first-ever joint position on China, European allies spending ever more on both their own defense and on NATO's joint expenses, and more.
I can announce that we have delivered on the NATO Readiness Initiative. Allies have committed 30 battalions, 30 air squadrons, and 30 combat ships available to NATO within 30 days. We have also agreed on a new action plan to step up our efforts in the fight against terrorism.
What got the most attention, though, was, of course, the disputes.
So disagreements will always attract more attention than when we agree. And that's, in a way, how our open, free, democratic societies work. So I don't complain about that. That's just a fact.
But complaining was a major activity elsewhere at the meeting, and even complaining about complaining, with French President Emmanuel Macron defending his description of the alliance as brain dead, and in a major role reversal, Trump saying that was very disrespectful of the French leader. Macron said he wasn't sorry, speaking here through an interpreter.
I stand by my decisions. And I think that when things ice up, you have to break that ice, you have to break through it. And there's a bit of mess, but it does create a way forward.
Speaking of mess, a lighthearted moment among leaders at the Tuesday evening reception ended up causing quite a big one. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, surrounded by Macron, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, and Princess Anne, was caught on tape making fun of Trump. It was widely believed that was about the U.S. president's penchant for turning photo ops into news conferences, although Trudeau denied that when his post-meeting press conference was dominated by the issue.
When you told President Macron and Prime Minister Johnson that you saw Trump's team of advisors' jaws drop yesterday, what were you referring to? What was it that caused that surprise among them?
We were all surprised and I think pleased to learn that the next G7 will be at Camp David. I think that was an unscheduled announcement, and I think everyone's team, every different leader has teams who every now and then have their jaws drop at unscheduled surprises, like that video itself, for example.
Trump addressed it too, saying he presumed the comments were a backlash against his criticism for Canada's low defense budget.
Well, he's two-faced. I find him to be a very nice guy, but you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%, and I guess he's not very happy about it.
At the same time, the man who used to be NATO's biggest critic left the meeting without his scheduled press conference, but with a compliment.
We've had a tremendous 2 days. I think NATO is stronger than it's ever been. A lot more money is being produced by a lot of countries, and they're enthusiastic about it, and it's been very successful today, and there's great spirit.
Considering some of the alternative scenarios, that might be seen as a birthday gift. Terry Schultz, DW, Watford, England.